How would you like to be remembered, in a word or two? That question was posed by a black man and answered by other black men in a multimedia art project called Question Bridge, Black Males. Here are some responses.
The last word as a black man that I would like to be remembered by is warrior.
Sincere.
Motivated. Dedicated.
Family oriented.
Father.
A group of African American artists created Question Bridge, and this week they'll get an award for achievement in new media from the International Center of Photography. From our Code Switch team, Shireen Marisol Meraji spoke with a couple of the creators.
Visit questionbridge.com and you get to be a fly on the wall for a conversation sparked by this.
So this question is for all the black gay men that are out there. How do you really feel about yourself? Are you frightened about living openly in this country?
Or this.
How do you know when you become a man?
There are 3 hours of questions and answers on the site, so you're not quite sure what conversation you're about to drop in on or who exactly is doing the talking. There are no names or titles on the videos. It's a safe space to have and to hear conversations about what it means to be black and male in America. Executive producer Jesse Williams says Question Bridge Black Males attempts to redefine this country's most feared and misunderstood demographic.
We're not waiting for Hollywood or media to, can you recognize our humanity and show us in a way that's not neck-jiving, cornrow-robbing, some, you know, just nonsense archetypes. Can you just show our humanity? Can I just be the doctor? And can I just be the lead? Can I just not be the jivey best friend who talks about how black people don't swim? Can I just be people?
Williams is an actor by day playing Dr. Jackson Avery on Grey's Anatomy, but for Question Bridge, he helped film all kinds of people in 9 cities. Dads, businessmen, incarcerated men, gay men, and recorded their questions and answers.
We just cast as wide a net as possible.
Bayate Ross-Smith is a Harlem-based artist who was a part of the core group that created the project.
To try and find diversity in how they looked, diversity in perspective, class, education, age. Our youngest participant was 8 and our oldest participant was 80.
They used those question and answer videos to curate virtual conversations that first traveled to art museums across the country. But to move beyond the museum-going crowd, they've also established a website, questionbridge.com, and mobile app where black men can upload their own videos. Some questions are profound. Some, not. At least not on the surface.
This may seem like a silly question, but I want to know, am I the only one who has a problem eating chicken, watermelon, and bananas in front of white people?
Smith says that one came from a filmmaker friend.
He's talking about being on set and how it was hot and it was in the summer and they brought out some watermelon. And he was like, ooh, watermelon. And then he realized he was like the only black person there. So he felt like he needed to wait and let some white people get the watermelon first. He didn't just want to run over there.
Bayate Ross-Smith says most of the guys laughed at that question at first. But what he loved about it were the thoughtful responses that followed. The racist imagery connected to fried chicken and watermelon was a real concern for some of the men who answered.
I'm always looking over my shoulder wherever I'm at, seeing who's watching me eat this watermelon and this piece of chicken. And this banana, always.
I don't even eat watermelon because of the connotations that it has around black people.
My family sells 50,000 pounds of watermelons every week and have been since 1953. And we're okay with that. And by the way, I like fried chicken. In fact, I'm going to make some tonight.
Smith and Williams say there's always been an appetite among black men for a media space where they can speak for themselves. And the high-profile deaths of Michael Brown, Eric Garner, Walter Scott, and now Freddie Gray have only increased that appetite because society's perceptions of black men are in the public spotlight. Jesse Williams eventually wants to expand Question Bridge to other demographics, but not just yet.
Let's just let them just have their thing for a second. Let's have this dinner table conversation. Let's have this private exploration into identity and all the different things that demonstrate that the black male in this country is not a monolithic group.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.